We're back at the Quest Center in Omaha. It's the National Invitation Tournament. BG taking on Creighton. We're talking now with BG head coach Lewis Orr, thanks to the Alliance of Construction Professionals. Coach, the NIT, BG's first postseason appearance in 7 years, and I know everybody had to initially be disappointed in winning the MAC tournament, but your regular season championship has you still playing, and not a whole lot of teams can still say that.
Hey, to God be the glory. We got a lot to be thankful for. A great opportunity, postseason play, regular season MAC champs. We've been blessed. So we want to make the most of the opportunity we have, and we're excited to be here.
And with that said, you draw a tough team here right out of the gate. Creighton, a number one seed in this region, the Missouri Valley Conference co-champions. And the thing that struck me watching some of their highlights and stuff, an athletic team that likes to get out and shoot the ball a lot, maybe not as grinded out as we've accustomed to seeing in the MAC a lot of times.
Their conference, very tough conference, co-champs, a good basketball team, and a well-rounded team. They got guys that can put the ball in the basket. You can't play tag with them. You got to stop them. Good guard play, young big guys, athletes, shot blockers, very well coached. So, good basketball team. And this time of year, that's what you expect.
And their three-point shooting, Booker Woodfox leads the nation in percentage, but they've got some other guys. Is it fair to say they look for the three more than anything else, or is it just a product that these guys have so much range?
I think it's a part of that game, and it's based on personnel. You always build, what you like to do around what you're able to do. So, Woodfox is the best of the bunch, but they pretty much – in the perimeter, they have guys that can make threes and shoot the ball, but they can also put it on the floor, and they get up and down the floor, and they run for threes, they run for layups, and they run off turnovers, they can apply some pressure. So they're not a one-dimensional team by any means, so you got to play defense, you got to rebound the ball, and you got to try to control the game with a very good offense.
BG head coach Lewis Orr here with us as the Falcons take on Creighton in the NIT tonight here in Omaha. What about Creighton defensively? Is their athleticism a big part of what they do defensively? What are they doing?
Well, they're basically a man-to-man team, but they have two shot blockers in the middle. Number 25 and 41, two young big guys, are both sophomores. They average over a shot block a game, but their guards are able to get out and apply pressure. They will press. They will press man-to-man. They pick up full. They also 1-2-2 trap, three-quarter court. And, they'll play some 2-3 also. They have 2-3 matchup. They'll trap out of it on the wings. So they can be aggressive with their defense. But they're basically a man-to-man team. And, to win this conference, to be co-champs in the Missouri Valley Conference, you have to be a good basketball team and not just a one-dimensional team. So Creighton, is a good basketball team.
Coach, from listening to some of the comments you and your coaches made to the guys, this game may come down to as simple as who can control how the game is played, the pace, and the way it goes. Like you say, imposing your will may be more important in this game than it's been in quite a while with contrasting styles here.
I think that's always true. I think every team has strengths, and they want to play to those strengths. So I think that's always true. We want to play inside out. We want to grind them up on the offensive end, make them guard, play to our strengths, run our offense. When we get the opportunity to run, we want to take advantage of it. But when you're on the road, you want to try to control the game, control the flow of the game. And we've been road warriors before. I think we've won 6 out of 7. And this is going to be a great place to compete at, a great atmosphere. And our guys have to play with great poise and great focus and determination. And, that's something that, thank God we've been able to do, especially the second half of the year. So, it's a great opportunity for us to do great things.
Coach, no question about it. NIT, a great honor to be playing and representing the Mid-American Conference as their champions. Good luck to you here tonight.
Thank you. God bless and go Falcons.
BG head coach Lewis Orr with us. It's the Qdoba pregame show. BG at Creighton tonight in the National Invitation Tournament. More to come on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield Sports.